WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A major winter storm in the West hit Portland, Oregon with a powerful punch. It took its toll on local businesses like those owned by Carlo Lamagno.
I had employees that couldn't come to work because they were iced in. I had employees that didn't have electricity for 8 days, so they would stay at my house.
Business leaders are asking the state for financial help. GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley, campaigning ahead of Tuesday's New Hampshire primary, says it's time for new leadership.
We have a country in disarray and a world on fire, and we need to know that we are not giving our kids options of two 80-year-olds going into a presidency.
No shutdown, at least for now, but while Congress did pass a short-term funding deal, it hasn't exactly solved the problem.
The next deadline to avoid a government shutdown is just 6 weeks away, with the prospect of another standoff in a still-divided Congress, now in the heart of an election year.
CBS's Scott McFarland. This is CBS News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Winter is an especially dangerous time for people with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. Mark Moran explains.
People who suffer from dementia face a host of increased risks in winter months. Everything from falls to getting lost, even in places that used to be familiar. And in the winter, the Alzheimer's Association's Lauren Livingston says low temperatures, ice, and darkness are just a few things that make conditions especially dangerous for people with dementia, but there are others.
One big one is wandering. That can be a problem for people living with Alzheimer's or dementia, especially in severe weather. They don't really understand, maybe when they go outside, that it's dangerous, so they might not put on any coats or additional clothing to keep warm. And if they wander, they may get lost and not be able to find their way home.
Livingston says keeping track of people with dementia in the winter is especially critical. Memory problems are hallmark signs of people living with dementia, but Livingston says there's another equally debilitating symptom called sundowning, which is made worse in shorter, darker days.
It can cause them to become a little bit more agitated in the evening time when the sun is going down, and with the sunlight being less and less in the winter time, it can cause for a longer period of time for people with dementia to experience the sundowning and be more agitated.
She adds that people with dementia are also more prone to falls, a risk made worse by snowy, icy weather. There are currently more than 6 million people nationwide living with Alzheimer's disease. There's no cure and very few treatments available proven to slow its progress. This is Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers season comes to a close. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led the 49ers through three quarters in the rain at Levi's Stadium, but the defense dropped two interceptions. On special teams, kicker Anders Carlson missed one from 41 yards out.
I knew the wind was right to left, and my goal was to play a little right middle, and the contact off my foot started just a little too much left, and so by the end it played out. Got to have better contact.
The 49ers held on to win 24-21. In the final minute, Jordan Love throwing a pass across his body that was intercepted.
You know, play broke down, was scrambling right, saw Christian over the middle, tried forcing one into him, thought I could make the play.
So a Green Bay Packers team that was 2-5 that managed to get into the playoffs as the seventh seed nearly beats the 49ers. Green Bay finishing the season overall with a record of 10-9. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's always tough unless you're the last team standing, and for us to lose this game certainly stings, and I'm sure it's going to sting for a long time.
From Levi's Stadium in California, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine today. Our high temperatures in the upper teens, wind chill values between 10 and 15 below, and an increasing south breeze up around 25 and 30 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies or lows in the middle teens. Right now, it's 4.
Governor Evers lays out his priorities for 2024 when he delivers his State of the State address. I'm News Director Terry Bell. Join Civic Media's Todd Albaugh and me as we bring you the governor's speech live, right here, Tuesday night at 7, followed by the Republican response. Todd and I will help you understand what it means for you, your family, and your community. Join us for the governor's State of the State address, Tuesday night at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Now, the music of the stars with Lou Regani.
We go for another late January adventure into the world of recorded sound. Boy, does that sound self-important, doesn't it? Thank you, Tom Edison, and all the others. This is our theme. It's called That's All. Strange title for a show that's just beginning, isn't it? But it's not really a farewell, as you'll see when Mel Torme does the honors in a moment. This is Lou Regani and the Music of the Stars. Cy Mann and the orchestra. I'll tell you his bio in just a bit. And there's a 102nd anniversary birthday to announce. Ray Anthony. Started playing trumpet at 5. Television program. Worked with Fred Astaire, Daddy Long Legs. We're on the air till high noon Central. Stars. Mel Torme, this guy made that song. Kid from Chicago, Shakespeare Elementary School. Learned to play the drums there, he did.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you adore, for now and evermore.
be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore, for now and evermore, that's all.
That's all.
Jones and the Orchestra with Sarah Vaughan, 1958 Mercury Records. That's a great tune, but it's not heard that often anymore, and it's composed by Bob Hames, Dick Hames' brother, who gets too little credit for all the gifts he gave us song-wise. Barbara Streisand and a tune from Phantom of the Opera.
Ready to be an e-commerce pioneer? Our baked-in premium plugins give you the best in grief.
It was made into a motion picture and pretty good one, too. Do you remember the name of the theater that burned? Opera Populaire, fictional theater. Now we're going to celebrate Ray Anthony's birthday. 102 years. Every kid in the world knows one of his tunes, at least. Bunny Hop. The Music of the Stars. Patrick Williams with Barbara Streisand. Ray Anthony. Happy birthday, Ray Anthony, at 102 now, today. Simone. Billie Holiday had a hit. Whether you don't know what love is, the music of the star.
You don't know what love is till you've learned the meaning of the blues. Till you've loved the love you've had to lose. Don't know what love is. How could you know how lips hurt till you've kissed and had to pay the cost? Maybe till you've flipped the heart and you have lost. You don't know what love is. Do you know how a lost heart feels? The thought of reminiscing and how lips taste of tears.
burn for love that cannot live yet never dies. Till you faced each dawn of sleepless eyes, you don't know what love is.
Just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? A million or more times you went away and my heart went with you. Speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now. Said goodbye, now stars in the sky refuse to shine. Take it from me, it's no fun to be alone with moonlight and memory. I speak your name in my every some other way to prove that I love you. I swear I don't know how. never know if you don't know now. You'll never know if you don't know now.
The music of the star. Things we don't know, It's our torch hour. And the torch is burning. The music of the star. Francis Albert Sinatra, 43.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do. I don't know why.
Let's start that one again. I'm going to put this on the 78 revolutions per to make it right. This was actually recorded on Columbia in the very early years of Frank's career. He worked with Harry James. They didn't get along. Here's a 78. I think it's more authentic. On Columbia.
I don't know why.
Oh, that's better.
I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do. I don't know why. You thrill me like you do. I don't know why, but you do. You never seem to want my romance. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network and the music of the stars. Things we don't know. Rodgers and Hart and Doris Day. Good morning.
I didn't know what time it was then I met you. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand. of May it was, and I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone, grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice say, I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. Love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
This guy who was a regular guy who lived a regular life, got up 7:30 every morning, had the same breakfast, kissed the same wife goodbye every morning, went to the same office, came home. This he did Monday through Friday. On Saturdays he played with the children, did handiwork around the house. Sundays he took the family out in the station wagon to the suburbs. And there they looked at the houses and the trees, the billboards, the gasoline stations and the railroad crossings. And his life might have gone on like this forever. Except one night something strange happened to him. You see, he went to bed at 10:30, and some of his friends stayed up later. And one of them, closing up a place that closed at 2 in the morning, decided to call this regular liver and said, "What time is it?" Telephone. Well, he woke up and he said, "Who's this? Who's this? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's no time to call. Bye." But the practical joker called every night, 2 o'clock in the morning. He did this for 2 weeks. Friend cajoled, said, "Who is it? Stop." Finally, after 2 weeks, the practical joker lost interest in the joke and did stop. Then came 2 o'clock, and the phone didn't ring. So he woke up. Why isn't the phone ringing? And he discovered that the only way that he could go back to sleep was to say, "What time is it?" And look at his watch and say, 2 o'clock. Then he could sleep. He did this a couple of nights until he began to think, "It's 2 o'clock where I am. What time is it in New York, or in Hollywood, or in London, or in Hong Kong, in Cairo?" He didn't know. So the next day he went out and he bought himself some clocks. He got clocks from all over, and he put them all over the walls, and the time was there. He knew what time it was everywhere that counted. And this made him feel comfortable. He became so interested in time that he got little egg timers and gave them away as presents. He read about time in books, sidereal time, time way out in the universe. He knew what time it was on Arcturus and the Pleiades and the Milky Way. One night, though, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the light wouldn't go on. The fuse had blown. But suddenly he realized he knew what time it was without even looking. Not only in the important cities of this world, but in the entire universe. And naturally, he began to brag a little the next day. He told people, "I know what time it is." And they tested him. And he did know. The administration had changed at this particular time, and they wanted to save money. So they got rid of all their astronomers, all their telescopes, their weights and measures, and they put this man in Washington in a little room where he sits to this day, simply saying, "Beep, the time now is..."
If the hands of time were hands that I could hold, I'd keep them warm and in my hands they'd not turn cold. Hand in hand we'd choose the moments that should last, should have no future and no past. Summer from the top of a swing, the comfort and the sound of a lullaby, the innocence of leaves in the spring, but most of all the moment when love first touched me. All the happy days would never learn to fly until the hands of time would choose to wave. Of leaves in the spring, and most of all the moment when love first touched me. All the happy days would never learn to fly until the hands of time choose to wave.
The music of the stars. Henry Mancini. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh.
Song, Sam.
Yes, ma'am.
Where is Rick?
I don't know. I ain't seen him all night.
When will he be back?
Not tonight no more. He ain't coming. He went home.
Does he always leave so early?
Oh, he never. Well, he's got a girl up to the Blue Parrot. He goes up there all the time.
Used to be a much better liar, sir.
Leave him alone, Miss Elsa. You bad luck tonight.
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Oh, I can't remember it, Miss Elsa. I'm a little rusty on it.
I'll hum it for you. Da 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 da. Sing it, Sam.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
Thank you.
course I wrote that. That's Ray Anthony.
Put your dreams away for another day. In your heart, wishing on a star never got you far, and so it's time to make a new start. When your dreams at night before you, then I'll have the right to adore you. Let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling.
This is the music of the star. Let's pause for news and weather, and the weather news is good. And the skies are lighter every morning. I'm Lou Regani on the Civic Radio Network.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.